You've been doing laps with Ray, and you've been following his progress since day one?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
You know there's an extensive Ray K fan club, and you've come all the way from North Carolina to be with him today. And I'd ask you how come.
Ray is a tremendous friend, and Ray has done tremendous things in his life with his running and been an incredible mentor for me. He is... I met him at my first 24-hour race, and, you know, it's encouraging.
So how many years ago was that?
Seven, probably.
Okay.
And, you know, those are easy for him. For me, there's still a challenge just to get through, and he's always very encouraging and very inspiring to everyone. He's generous with everyone, and... I wanted to attempt my first 100 miler this year, and he was encouraging and, you know, wanted to help motivate me to get through that and mentor me through that. And I knew he had talked about doing this, and this was the first time from talking to him that he was going to take on something that he wasn't sure about, that he didn't know that he could finish. And I could relate to that. There's nothing else about Ray's running that I can relate to. Not the speed, not the distances, not the winning, none of it. But being unsure about something and being willing to stick your neck out there and go for it, especially knowing how many people are watching him, how many people know him and are tracking him and so inspired by him.
Well, you're one of those people who has been looking at his performance from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
You had an impression before you came. Has it changed since you actually got to be here on the course since last night? What's different for you being here?
Doing 5 hours on the course with him last night, and wow, it's... At home, I have a half-mile loop around my neighborhood, and I think, come on, Ray, it's a half mile loop, what are you doing? And you get here and it is hour after hour after hour all day long, and it's phenomenal. I mean, just the focus of every day getting up, and this is what you're coming to do, hour after hour, 18 hours all day long, to get to something. And
get to something, that's really the question, because at this point it's clear he can't make 3,100 miles. What do you think is pushing him on?
I think he is highly motivated by knowing how many people are inspired by him taking on this really unimaginable task. This event is something people can't understand. There's no way to even mentally imagine it. You know, people can imagine 100 miles if they try hard. Other runners can, at least. 3,100 miles, there's just no way. And he's done occasional posts about his experience here, and I know he feels just as inspired and pushed by those people who are following him and encouraging him and with him in spirit. I know he wants this, and he is learning so much about himself here.
When Casey goes back to North Carolina tomorrow, tonight, whenever, what do you think you're going to take away from this?
I think watching all of these people so dedicated to one task with so much focus and enduring so much pain and fatigue and low moments is a huge thing. That, for me, seeing them day after day conquer themselves, conquer the self-doubt, and with joy and happiness and just kindness towards strangers who just show up, that is an amazing thing. That is inspiring and such a gift to be able to be here and see it. I am so honored that you all let me come to walk.
Casey, thank you.
You're welcome.